This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we focus on keeping our cows cool and comfortable with Dr. Nigel Cook from the School of Veterinary Medicine in Madison, who says the dairy industry is seeing a lot of options when it comes to ventilation.
It's kind of got confusing the last 10 years or so. We used to build naturally ventilated barns. We've still got a lot of those for adult cows and young stock with an open ridge, open side walls with a sloped roof. But now we have, and this is about as simple as it gets, there's about 7 different ventilation options for producers to consider when they're either retrofitting or building a new facility. You can still put a naturally ventilated barn up with fans over the stalls. You can go with a hybrid. One would be a positive pressure hybrid with fans pushing air into the barn, or a tunnel hybrid with a chimney or cupola fan system. We can build a tunnel ventilation, generally operates year-round, moving air along the length of the barn. Or we can build a cross-ventilated barn in one of 3 main ways. One with fans over the stalls, like a tunnel. One with baffles over the stalls. And one, what we call a big box design, which is built with a low, flat ceiling. So those are the 7 options. I don't really care what option you choose, to be honest, as long as you influence the environment that the cow lives in. And that means that there are critical design priorities that we work around whatever system you choose. We need to think about microenvironments, and the pen that the cow lives in with inside this barn is a microenvironment, and the stall that the cow lies in is a microenvironment within that pen. And so when we're talking about ventilation, we need to impact the microenvironment that the cow lives in rather than just move air around the rafters. That means we need target resting microenvironment airspeed. We want fast-moving air in the summer and a gentle breeze in the winter. We need sufficient air exchange to get all the nasty heat and moisture, noxious gases and pathogens out of the barn. That becomes important at low ventilation rates to prevent pneumonia in the winter, and obviously eliminate or reduce heat stress in the summer. And making the system that you design work well across all seasons is really important. There's no good spending a lot of money designing a system that works well in the summer for it to fail in the winter. I think your design choice is going to be a function of the climate, that the situation that the barn is built in. Obviously, economics are important. Pieces come in, like the tolerance for fan cleaning and maintenance, and then obviously the performance of the barn. Those 4 things really are going to drive the choice that producers go down. Don't underestimate the value of a good ventilation system in these hot climates, systems that provide that fast-moving air in the lying area, that exhaust the heat and moisture out of the barn, but work well across all seasons, that are economic. Those 4 things, we talked about 7 different ways to ventilate a barn, but if you do those 4 things, it's going to work.
That's Dr. Nigel Cook, Department of Medical Sciences at the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
A requirement for producing high-quality, high-component milk, of course, is feed, and that can be a big cost. Dairy nutrition expert Bill Weiss from Ohio State University says there are many factors to consider when it comes to feed and nutrition.
Cows need nutrients to make milk, there's no question, and cows that produce more milk need more nutrients. But there's a lot of ways to get nutrients into diets, and the feed cost can vary a couple dollars per cow for the same production level. So what we really need to emphasize is to get away from the idea of thinking just about feeds, but think about nutrients. Protein and energy are the big ones, and protein is not just protein, it's a certain amino acids and so on. And with what really matters is getting cows to eat. If you put together a diet that cows eat a lot, it can actually be a cheaper diet.
That's dairy nutritionist Bill Wise from Ohio State University. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.